It's the 3rd of April. Here is Eric Sloaf with some new Twilight Zone interviews live from TSX in Nice.
Can I make an official statement for a product manager?
Jacob Jensen gave his presentation. He's a product manager of ESX. How does the first presentation went?
Oh, it went really well. We had a fantastic turnout. The room was packed. We started early and we got through most of the networking content that I wanted to do today. So
I saw even some people on the floor and against the walls. There were, I think, 75 people instead of the 50 you accounted for.
Yeah, I was quite surprised when I walked in. I didn't know that networking was going to be so interesting to everybody, so I'm very happy about it.
And we talk about networking, high-speed networking. How does that relate to the CPU performance? I have heard a figure, 1 gigabit traffic accounts for 1 gigahertz CPU. Is that true, and how is it handled by the CPUs?
Yeah, I mean, you with more traffic, you do obviously have it's inevitable you'll have a CPU hit, right? So the details of each of the numbers that we have is highly dependent on the NIC and the workload itself of what it's driving, right? So, but we're building a lot of investing a lot in our ecosystem to deal with the scalability issues that we face when you're working with multiple 10 gig environments, as an example, right? So there's a lot of good stuff happening that allows you to address that specific concern around CPU utilization in higher speed networking environments.
So what you're saying is, when I put in a few 10 gigabyte NICs, I must take an account that I must also add additional CPUs.
For the most part, I would say that, yeah, I mean, there is a CPU hit. So again, it's the answer to the question is, of course, highly dependent on the workloads itself, right? So if you have, 20 workloads all pumping out a lot of traffic, yeah, you'll have a little bit more of a CPU hit than you would have in exactly the same environment with clients that or with guests that are not so hungry for bandwidth, right? So it really depends on the answer really depends on the environment itself.
Okay, Jacob, many thanks for the interview, and good luck on the TSX.
Okay, thanks.
Eric Sloaf was just an average guy from Holland. First, he was on the radio. Then he went to the bathroom. Now he's in the Twilight Zone. Forever.